Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendship, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
2 years.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's amazing.
I'm very proud
of us.
That's pretty cool.
And we just, I mean, we inadvertently had a celebration dinner tonight because we had
that was delicious.
Drinkies and dinner.
The drinky. Kristen, do the one recipe that you did.
Okay.
What was that one?
Listeners.
The apricot one. Come on.
So, Sainted Mother came over to join us for a drink because she loves Joss more than she loves me, but who can blame her?
It's fun.
And so I made my Sainted Mother an apricot, cardamom, and ginger martini.
Incredible.
I muddled the ginger with a little vodka. I crushed a cardamom seed and let it sit in the vodka. And then I strained the ginger vodka into the cardamom vodka, removed the seed, and then poured apricot nectar for the rest. And,
unbelievable.
My mom slurped down two of those. that was good. Yeah, that was
unbelievable.
That was very good.
Kristen, in her next life, is going to be a mixologist.
I am. That was great. And then we had a lovely dinner and just been chatting away. So it's Galentine's Day.
That's what you're calling it.
A happy Galentine's Day.
Thank you. And
it
same to you.
In fact, Valentine's Day. And here we are together.
Is Galentine's Day a thing? I've never heard
apparently
of it.
Apparently, it's the 13th.
Oh.
But, you know, I like that it's on the, you know, we're celebrating it on the 14th. MacIrish is at the firehouse.
Right.
And who better to spend the day with?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And we had a delicious dinner. We had delicious dessert, which consisted of Cool Whip, and toasted coconut.
Right.
Amazing.
Do you need anything else?
Amazing.
It was so good. And low fat, just FYI, just
amazing.
In case you care. Yeah, we are both such coconut fans. So
that's my jam.
I toasted coconut and sprinkled it over Cool Whip. And
delicious.
It was delicious.
That's all I needed. My
and
goodness.
I also like the two-ingredient dessert.
Well, it was the frozen Cool Whip and the coconut. I could do that.
Boom.
I don't bay hello.
Yeah.
My gosh.
There we go. So we, you know, we talk all the time about how important female friendships are.
Right.
How meaningful they are in our lives. And then we decided to just talk about, like, some fun, goofy things to do with your friends. Because just like any relationship, you can get into a rut.
Yes.
You know, where you always do the same thing and you know, you think, like, do I really want to go over to her house and sit at her kitchen table and blah, you know, do the same old blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with a list of things to do with your girl.
Yeah. To make things, to liven up things.
Yes. Liven up things and, you know, keep it dynamic and fun. And number one on the list.
Imagine that.
Is craft a thoughtful martini.
What a shock.
It feels sophisticated and fun to do this kind of thing. And I will say that I spend more time crafting martinis than I do cooking dinner. But it is sort of a nice, thoughtful thing to do for a friend. You think, you know, oh, Joss is coming over and I'm going to try something a little different. And I know she doesn't like things that are too sweet, so I'm going to try this. And just the act of putting things in a martini shaker, putting that glass in the freezer, you know, however you want to do it, I think it's fun. And I have to say, Joss, that you once told me you would do anything for a well-crafted martini, and I've never forgotten it.
That does sound like it. It does sound like something I would say. It does. You know what else I would say about the martini thing is it's very low stakes. Like, it's not like, oh, let me cook a meal, and you're not that familiar with cooking, or you're not that certain about your skill there. It's very low stakes. You can throw vodka and gin together into something.
Right.
And make it good. It doesn't have to be the fabulous cardamom ginger apricot martini that you made, which is amazing. But it still could be a fun time, especially if you just like get a toothpick and, you know, stick some blueberries on it.
Right.
And then it's beautiful, right?
And yeah, that's the whole thing about like if you have a couple martini glasses, they're pretty, mm-hmm. you know, you can make them pretty colors, and it does feel very sophisticated. I mean, here I am, 54 years old, and it's still a thrill to be able to drink alcohol legally and to say, you know, come on over for a drink.
Yeah.
In the summer, we utilize my porch.
That's right.
It just feels really, really fun. And as you said, low stakes.
It's really...
Come over for a drink.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you don't drink, you know, come over for some tea and invest in some jasmine tea or, you know, whatever, ginger and
there's
peppermint
some
teas.
Great, what do you call it, recipes out there.
Yeah.
Non-alcoholic, but they have a better word for it.
Mocktails.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some great recipes out there where you could do some stuff. It's fun.
The princess just got a book for her birthday about making non-alcoholic drinks that are special and tasty, like, you know, kiwi and watermelon.
Right.
And aloe, you know, and just making things a little bit different. Aloe and a couple of mint leaves
mm-hmm.
and sort of refreshing drinks. One of my friends loves to come over in the summer for iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I make a pot of very strong coffee, pour it over ice, pour in the half and half, maybe a little whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
maybe I shave a little chocolate
onto
it.
Oh, come on.
It.
Wow.
And,
and it's
special. It's a nice hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So number two is bake together. That's not, that you weren't thinking of me.
I was not thinking.
Right.
We have never baked together.
No.
But this past weekend, the princess and her best friend
mm-hmm.
From high school came up for the weekend, and they baked brownies together.
Oh, fun.
And it's just like a cozy thing to do. It's, you know, you beat the eggs and I'll measure the flour. And then you have a special treat at the end of it.
That you could drink with your martinis.
Yeah.
You know,
and
your martinis with some brownies.
I always... There you go.
Why not?
Breakfast of champions.
Come on! What's wrong with that? I eat that.
And then always like the double benefit of baking is how nice the house smells.
True.
Right?
True. True.
So if that's kind of your gig, go with that. I said do a house project is number three.
Mm-hmm.
Clean, paint, fold those old clothes, put up shelves,
mm-hmm.
reorganize the kitchen.
We did that at my
and
house.
We loved doing that at
that
your house.
That was a blast.
We had four people over.
Right.
And
there was lots of water. It was super hot.
Oh, that was a hot day,
it was
wasn't
super
it?
Super hot. And Kristen insisted on doing the pantry shelves herself.
Yes, I did.
Because
I painted the pantry and put up the shelves.
Put up the shelves.
In one day.
That is her thing.
That's how I roll.
That is her thing. And then we got delicious pizza.
Oh my gosh.
Because Connecticut, New Haven particularly is known for pizza. So we got delicious pizza from
New
Haven.
Yeah, we rewarded ourselves.
Yeah, it was really good. We had a great time.
And it feels really satisfying, you know. You get the satisfaction of a reorganized kitchen or a newly painted bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, feel like, oh, I helped my friend out. And then this, you know, the reward. We sat around your living room eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We're all smelly and sweaty and utterly satisfied.
Yeah, it
you
was
know?
Great. It was a great day.
And, you know, sometimes you need help.
No,
those things,
absolutely.
You know, you maybe don't have the crafty partner or helpful children. So I think it's fun. You know, I'm always up
you
for that.
You love that sort of a thing.
I personally do. Yeah. Number four is similarly do a garden project together.
So you weren't thinking of me for that either.
I was not. No, you have never weeded a damn thing around this house.
No.
No.
Nor my house.
I've weeded at your house.
You have weeded at my house. I have not.
I'm sensing a theme.
Yes.
But, you know, again, like I think that's a really lovely idea. One of my friends belongs to a community garden.
Mm-hmm.
And she's made some friends doing that. So you have your little patch of tomatoes and
right.
basil.
Oh, that's lovely.
You know, she lives in a city, so you
mm-hmm.
have to go somewhere to get your dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really good for the soul to...
Mm-hmm.
To dig in the dirt, smell the leaves of the tomato plants and whatever. And, you know, we have a really sunny field out here. And my former neighbor used to come and plant tomatoes
oh, nice.
Here because she didn't have as much sun. And And it was really nice to see her out in the field planting tomatoes, and she'd bring us some, and we'd end up having a coffee and right. that kind of thing. But I also said to a friend recently that we should repot our plants.
Right.
You know, I just think there's something beneficial up and really, I don't know, organic, I guess, about dealing with a living thing.
Sure.
You know, mm-hmm. you get your hands in the dirt, you get a new pot, you clean everything up, and it looks so much prettier, and mm-hmm. you feel very smug and satisfied.
Or, if you're like me, you go out to your backyard one summer and note that there's this odd plant growing to one side, and you go back out a week later, and there are tomatoes on it. And you think, yes, finally.
See.
It just happened.
I'm a gardener.
There you go.
Take note, I'm a gardener. Yes. Yeah.
That's called, what, a volunteer? Isn't that what they call it when something just comes into your yard like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
So, yeah, give that a try.
So, number five is go to a place where they make something and learn. So, like a bee farm or a lavender field or a cabbage cheese factory or a vineyard.
A vineyard?
Right.
That's, yeah.
Which is a lot of fun.
Very, you know, educational.
And delicious.
And delicious. Yeah. I have found, being married to Mick Irish, who is fascinated at how things are made, mm-hmm. that factory tours are actually ridiculously fun.
Yeah.
So we went to Cabot's Cheese Farm in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont mm-hmm. one cold March day. And we were the only people on the factory tour. Right. And the guide was very sullen, which right. made us, you know, very silly. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we watched them driving the forklifts of all the pallets of cheese. We watched the machines pouring the curds mm-hmm. into the whatchamacallit. And, you know, cheese is my favorite food.
It's delicious. Right?
So I took movies that I then forced our children to watch.
Of course. You know,
and then, best of all, there was the cheese bar at the end.
Really?
Mm.
Like a bar with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So
wonderful.
It was a lot of fun.
I could have gotten down with that.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Another time, Dr. Khaleesi and I went to a lavender farm
mm-hmm.
not too far from here, and they made a lot of, you know, lavender-scented everything, mm-hmm. candles, pillows, soaps. But it was really cool to see their beehives and just to, you know, be in fields of lavender. That was really lovely.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
But, you know, doing something different, I think, is fun. When you say, like, hey, do you want to go to the smelting factory?
Right.
Why not?
Let's go ziplining.
Yeah.
There are some nurses at my job who do that. Like, they come up each month with something big and weird for the group of them to do.
That sounds fun.
And it's really cool. Yeah. So they came up with ziplining, they go to concerts, they do something really fun every month.
Yeah, I'm always up for a good zipline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Number six, do something silly. Go-karts, trampolines, glow-in-the-dark bowling, mini-golfing.
I could do a mini-golf. Right?
I had so many laughs with my best friend from college when we went mini golfing.
Mm-hmm.
We were the only two adults who were unaccompanied by children.
Right.
And we made sure to let everyone know how irritable we were that these children were playing mini golf.
How dare they?
When we had pars to keep and birdies to hit.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Right.
That's as close to golfing as I've ever gotten.
I've only ever driven in the cart. The golf cart.
Yeah.
I've never held a club. Right.
Yeah.
I've never done, that's what it's called, a club. I've never done anything like that.
I really enjoy it because it's fun to get competitive over something so ridiculous mm-hmm. as, like, can you get this ball in the rabbit's mouth? You know? so I enjoy that. I also love bowling.
I haven't done that in forever.
Bowling is just, I love the noise of bowling alleys. The crash is so satisfying. We have to play with the bumpers up because no one in my family knows how to bowl. None of my friends know how to bowl.
No.
Although McIrish's godmother is like a competitive bowler.
Really?
Yeah. She's really good.
Yeah.
And we went bowling with her once and quickly disgusted her, you know, by, you know, quoting from that movie with Bill Murray and Woody Harrelson in it, where they have a championship bowling.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
It, you know,
That's old brain for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I could look it up, but yeah. I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun at the bowling alley, and you know, to see somebody do it well, it was kind of cool to see Great Aunt Sandy, you know, chucking strikes and all.
Kingpin
sounds right. Kingpin, yeah,
something like that.
Randy Quaid was in it too.
Right,
and
right.
He's, you know, it's always going to be a fun movie with that cast. So yeah, do something that's like utterly meaningless. And winning at mini golf or night bowling, no one cares.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous that there is no real competition.
So number 7 is see a matinee and talk through the whole thing, which we just did.
Girls, yes.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We saw The Gentlemen.
Loved
highly
it.
Highly recommended yep. it. Hilarious. Guy
and
Ritchie.
The four of us sat and...
chit-chatted through the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, we have to... be fair
right.
to the people around us. We try to pick our seats strategically.
Right, right.
Keep our voices low.
Right. But with Dr. Khaleesi on one side and our other friend...
Mara of the...
The Marble Islands, who never stops talking.
She never stops talking.
Never.
Now, she is one of my favorite people to go to the movies with because
hilarious.
Of her irreverence.
Yes.
And the stash of food she can fit in her purse.
That's right.
It's like a never-ending magical bag. You know? Do you want a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Do you want some caramel corn?
Yes.
I brought these Italian cookies for you. I know you love those. You know? And so we sit there. We usually go to a matinee.
Yeah.
We go to the earliest show of the day.
We did. It was 11.
And we're often the only people in the theater.
Which is fabulous.
So we can talk through the whole thing.
Right. And not worry about other people.
Right.
It was lovely, yes.
And so we had a great time at that. And there's something very indulgent about going to a matinee. You know, especially if no one else is there, you feel like this movie is being shown just for us.
Yeah.
And what a treat, you know.
So it was a good time.
We were at that nice theater with the recliner
seats. With the good seats. Oh my God.
It was so
fantastic.
Comfy.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
We had a great time. Number 8 is Spy on an Ex.
You are so good at this.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So by ex, I mean an ex-friend
mm-hmm.
or someone's ex-partner,
mm-hmm.
husband,
mm-hmm.
wife,
mm-hmm.
whatever. And yeah, this is, you know, we don't like to brag, but this is one of my life skills.
Yeah,
and
you got the kung fu going when it comes to finding. Kristen can get onto the Facebook, and she uses the Google.
And 5 minutes later,
it's done.
We know everything. Yes, I've tracked down a number of
oh, yeah.
people on behalf of my friends. My sister and I had a really fun night many years ago when we said, let's look up our old boyfriends.
Fun times.
And so once you get one clue, you go, and the next thing you know, you're Google Earthing their house and looking at their kids playing on the lawn. So, you know, that's something I think it's fun to do with another friend. You
yes.
and I have done it
yes.
with a couple of people we used to know.
Right.
You know, some of my recently separated or divorced friends call upon me
yes.
to work my magic.
Kristen's got the skill.
And
it's mixology or
yeah.
CIA agent.
And I have to say, like, this is very benign stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would never break the law. I would never, you know... dark web somebody. I, you know, it's all public information.
Mm-hmm.
But this past weekend, the princess and I were going to open houses, which
mm-hmm.
is one of our hobbies. And we're going in this particularly pretty town in Connecticut, Guilford.
Mm.
And we just said, let's go to a few open houses, old house, house on the water, that kind of thing, and see what's out there. And we happened to be on the street where one of my friends' ex-husband's lives
Ooh.
With his new wife.
Wow.
And I was seriously, totally coincidentally driving by. I'm like, that's where that guy lives.
Right.
And so there was an open house on the street.
Oh.
So clearly,
obviously,
I had to go and sniff around.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my friend know, you know, I was on the street where your ex lives. And
mm-hmm.
she said, well, I hope you put a curse on him. And I said, of course I did.
Yeah.
I mean, what are friends for? So yeah, spy on an ex, but do it with a, you know, a laugh in your heart,
yes.
rather
yeah.
than, you know, Knives Out.
Right, right, which is also a good movie that we saw.
That's right, that's right.
Number 9 is go window shopping. No purchases necessary. So true. You don't
right.
have to buy a thing.
We have gone to that estate place that we love.
I love that
once
place.
Or twice.
Oh,
three
my God.
Stories of other people's junk.
It's,
and some treasures in there.
It's more than just that. It's like you turn a corner and a whole new room pops up.
Oh, it's
the
crazy.
The place is unending. It's fabulous.
It is. It's like a maze of rooms.
Yes.
Of people's furniture.
With stuff.
And treasures.
I love it.
Yeah.
Clothes. That's a great place.
Records.
Yeah.
Furniture.
Wheelchairs. Anything you could
kinda
think
weird,
of.
The wheelchairs.
Plates.
Yeah.
Spoons. Knives. Everything.
Yeah.
It was
and
great.
I love window shopping. I mean, I love to go into stores and fondle clothing and consider a vase and
yeah.
put it back down. I just like to see what's out there. And I think, too, because we're writers,
mm-hmm.
it often triggers something
sure.
in that will show up in our books later.
Sure.
Picturing that other life or that thing you would never buy, car you would never drive, outfit
right.
you would never wear, but maybe your characters would.
Yeah.
And it's a nice, I think it's a like a very lovely, slow-paced thing to do. Let's walk down the street in New Haven
and just
pop
look
in
around.
The shops.
Yeah,
you know?
And look around.
Number 10 is take a walk in nature. And I say this, but I don't do this with friends that often.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done it with a friend. I don't believe I ever have.
Well, one of my friends does it. Does
yeah,
that count?
I'm sure. You know what I do is, what I love to do is take a walk in IKEA. That's what, I will do that in a heartbeat. And I've done that with friends.
Back to window shopping, I think. That's awesome, window shopping. But taking a walk outside, I have done it a couple of times. It's often with a friend who's recovering from surgery.
Right, sure.
Because they're as fast as I am. So
right.
I don't feel so bad about
right,
myself.
Right.
You know, where we'll walk through a park or something like that. I do it more with family than with friends. But, you know, it's a nice alternative to going out for food or doing something that costs money. You say, like, why don't we hike that trail on Saturday? And it will be an hour round trip. And it's just something, you're talking and you're in nature and you're getting your vitamin D. And, you know, rumor has it, it's good for you.
Who said that?
No, I'm pretty sure that's...
Really?
Yeah. That's,
well,
it's a thing.
Okay.
It's a thing, Jess.
All right.
People do that.
So number 11 is cook something experimental. Now, when you say experimental, what do you mean? Like something you've never done before,
yeah.
or something like completely out there, like the nitrogen weirdo ice cream type of thing?
I mean, I don't see us doing that together, but just something you've never done before. Like, why don't we try to make sushi today?
Oh,
you know,
cool.
like something we've never done. And, you know, either taking a class that way
yeah.
or just saying, like, I'm tired of my own cooking. Let's get together and try something new.
Sounds good.
You know?
Yeah, sounds like a fun time.
And again, there's a payoff because there's food at the end.
Yes, so. Yes. And if it's me and you, food and wine.
Yeah, yeah. Number 12 is play a board game from childhood.
That's a way to get really silly.
It is. Yeah. You know, if you're playing Life or Candyland or something
sorry.
Like that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Monopoly. Those are the good times.
I loved the little bubble you'd push in Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Remember
that
the,
was awesome.
The dice would pop.
Or I played Uno recently with people.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
We got really competitive. Grown people playing Uno. What? It was like poker. The stakes
yeah.
were so high.
Yeah. Take 25 cards. I defy you.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a great time. It was a great time.
I recently played Operation with a friend.
Fabulous.
And, you know, that was a blast.
Yeah.
We had a great time. But, yeah, you can get really silly that way. And it's a great, like, relaxation thing.
Yeah. And nostalgic, too.
Yeah.
You probably played these when you were younger.
Yeah.
It's a fun time. So number 13 is go out for dessert only.
Yeah.
All right.
This is another thing, like, you know, it's good for the budget. Maybe you don't
That's
have
true.
The
That's
money
true.
To go out for a full-fledged meal,
right.
drinks, etc. But you probably can afford a piece of pie. And I was in the city recently, and we were wandering around Tribeca. And we come upon a place that says homemade pies. I'm like, let's go. We're in. You know? And so the three of us sat there and had, we shared a piece of pie, Lorelai and I, and the other person, Alessandro, he had
uh-huh.
his own piece of pie.
I see.
And it was really relaxing. You know, we're only here for pie. We're just going to stay for 45 minutes, an hour, and just do something indulgent. but also inexpensive.
Right.
And it just, it's very, I think it's very relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, and I love dessert, so it's a treat too, you know.
Yeah.
I don't eat it every day.
And it's not 3 hours. It's not like, oh, dinner and then
right,
dessert. And then you're not like stuffed going home. Right.
It's not a huge commitment. It's not all of your Saturday night.
Right.
You know, it's an hour, an hour and a half of Sunday or something like that. And then number 14, go to a spa together. And this is something we've done a few times, Joss. It's
wonderful.
You know, now, again, this is something that costs a little money, so it's a special occasion thing.
Find yourself a Groupon, people.
Find yourself a Groupon,
and
it doesn't have to be expensive. We went, when we were in Atlanta together, we went to that.
Oh, that was great. That Ryan.
Ryan. We loved Ryan.
Oh, my
Shout out to Ryan.
Right.
It float. Right?
I floated. Float. And Ryan, just the things he did to my back.
I know.
It was amazing.
So this was a spa where we both, there was a floating tank.
Right.
And neither of us had ever done it.
I'd never floated.
Why the hell not? This sounds like a great time.
Yes.
And so you get into this tank and it's very magnesium, salt, heavy water.
Right.
So you float really easily.
Right.
And I loved it. I was like in a trance of relaxation.
I liked it for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I got seasick.
Then you got seasick and you got water in your ear.
And all the rest. So I just sort of hung on to the side. And doing that was quite lovely because it was nice sort of bath
Remember
water.
How silky our skin was afterwards? We kept like fondling each other's forearms. Like, no, your skin is softer. No, your skin is softer.
Ryan just had so much strength.
Yeah.
Because my back was like concrete.
So he was our massage therapist.
I loved him
and
so much.
And so one of us was floating and one of us was being pummeled.
Yes.
And we emerged different people.
Yes, really changed. Good. We were.
And then not so long ago, you and I both also went for massages and you treated me. I was going through a little stressful time.
Yeah.
And this was the spa where we went that was very sketchy.
I love this place. I can't remember the name of it.
I'm eager to go back.
Fabulous place.
It sounds like it's also a whorehouse, you know, like it's like
for something criminal.
Lotus spa.
Something.
Right.
And, right.
So we went into the room and it said in a very clear sign.
Yes.
No hanky panky.
No hanky panky.
This is legitimate massage.
Yes.
Keep your panty on.
No, keep your underpant on.
Keep your underpant on. Yes.
Singular. Not pants. Pant.
Keep your underpant on.
Which makes sense.
So
if
we,
you think about it grammatically, yeah, right. It should be underpant.
I know. Why are they pants?
It should be, right?
I know.
Oh, I enjoyed that massage so much.
That was a great day. And again, super strong massage therapist.
Oh my God.
An hour of bliss. And this place was quite inexpensive and worth every penny.
Oh my God. My massage therapist, the first time I went to that place, got on my back on her feet.
Oh.
We're using
special.
Her feet. It was fantastic.
That's very special.
I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fabulous.
I know. When I hear my body like snapping and cracking, I'm like, this is keep it coming. Yeah. More.
It's
more.
It's working.
So these are just some suggestions of sort of livening up your friendship if you tend to be doing the same old things and you think about getting together and you're like, I could stay home instead.
Right.
Try something a little bit outside the realm.
Right. Certainly not exhaustive, but this is a good place to start.
Yeah. And if you have any other suggestions, feel free to post them to our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
We're at Crappy Friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, of course, we welcome your letters. The ladies at crappyfriends.net.
I would love more EPPs, something like that.
Embarrassing personal problems, always a win for
always.
Us.
Always.
Makes us feel less alone in this universe. Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.